It was a rounded little boat, made of bent withes and covered with greased cowhide. Now they might float home to Padstow on the current and the tide. The rest of the journey should be quick. The coracle was waiting where they'd left it, amongst weeds under a bank, and Merriwen was about to step into it when Trigg stiffened, his hackles rose, and he began to snarl. Cor never looked up. He went on stolidly holding the coracle against the current, but Merriwen peered through the mist. Piskies, she thought anxiously. Yet the little folk were seldom abroad in daylight. Who else, then, in this lonely place? She heard a man's muffled voice.
Help me, maiden, it called. I am lost.
Trigg started to bound forward. The girl put a restraining hand on his thong collar. She waited, heart beating fast, until a man on horseback appeared in front of her. He had seen her before she did him, because of a rift in the mist, and because she wore, as did most Cornish women, a red woolen cloak.
I've been lost all day, the man said.
He glanced at the straining, snapping dog.
Don't be afraid of me. I'm a stranger from far off.
Ah, said Merriwen, thinking this over. A stranger? She had never met one. Not a real stranger with odd clothes and an accent. She examined him. While she did so, the mist broke and the sun poured down. The sunlight made of the young man a figure as vivid as the painting of St. Michael she had seen at the chapel at Roche. The stranger was dark, like her mother, like Cor, like all the folk she had ever seen. Yet he did not resemble these folk in any other way. His black hair, glossy as a raven's wing, was cut short above the ears. He had no beard on his lean, jutting chin, and instead of coarse homespun, he wore a soft blue mantle, furred with squirrel, and embroidered at the hem.
You're lost, said Merriwen. Where do you want to go? I'm bound for England, to King Edgar's court, said the young man, smiling.
Merriwen looked blank. Not only was his accented speech hard for her to follow, but in all her 14 years she had never heard of anyone going to England, and barely knew that there was a king somewhere up there.
England, she repeated, and when he nodded, she said, That's so far. I've just come from St. Gundred's, she added proudly. I spent the night, but I don't know the way into England, where the wicked Sassenachs live.
Where are you bound for now, maiden? He asked, eyeing her with amusement. She looked like many of the Cornish girls he had been seeing on isolated farms as he passed.